From the Ingalls Studio, welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Today is Tuesday, March 19th, and happy 68th birthday to actor Bruce Willis.
Mayday, mayday. Anyone copying Channel 9?
Terrorists have seized the Nakatomi building and are holding at least 30 people hostage. I repeat, unknown number of terrorists.
Six or more armed with automatic weapons at Nakatomi Plaza,
Century City.
Attention, whoever you are. This channel is reserved for emergency calls only.
Lady, do I sound like I'm ordering a pizza?
I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are the stories Cobb is talking about, presented by Credit Union of Georgia. Ossoff demands action against fraudsters targeting veterans. Cobb sheriff's deputies save lives of two inmates. And Military Ball will support Cobb Veterans Memorial. All this and more is coming up on the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. And if you're looking for community news, we encourage you to listen and subscribe.
Life's a constant hustle, and at Credit Union of Georgia, our focus is crystal clear. It's all about you. Juggling a million things? We get it. That's why we're committed to providing the best service imaginable. We're not just your credit union. We're your financial allies. Knowledge is our power, from crafting basic budget plans to navigating the local home buying scene. Questions popping up? We've got you covered with fast, friendly answers. Because we want you to spend more time living your life. Imagine a financial institution that truly cares. That's Credit Union of Georgia inviting you to join us. If you live, work in Bartow, Cherokee, Cobb, Dawson, Paulden, Pickens, or Union County, we want you as a member of Credit Union of Georgia family. Because here, you're not just a member, you're part of a community that cares. Ready to experience banking that revolves around you? Call us at 678-486-1111 or visit cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, your financial journey, our priority.
Senator John Ossoff called on the Federal Trade Commission to intervene and protect veterans from what he termed claim sharks who charge high fees for assisting with Department of Veterans Affairs claims. Ossoff, who is flanked by veterans and representatives from the American Legion, cited instances where these companies exploit veterans, often charging more than the benefits they seek. He attributed this exploitation to the complexities of navigating the VA claims process, which can take months. Ossoff emphasized bipartisan efforts to combat this exploitation, urging the FTC to investigate and penalize such deceptive practices. One veteran, Yolanda Beaver, shared her experience of being asked for exorbitant fees by one of these companies. Legislation has been proposed in the Senate to criminalize unauthorized fees charged to veterans seeking VA benefits with support from veteran service organizations like the American Legion. Deputy David Morris and Sergeant Tyler Johnson of the Cobb County Adult Detention Center recently saved the lives of two inmates who attempted suicide on separate occasions. Morris intervened when he noticed unusual behavior and found an inmate attempting to hang himself with a bedsheet. Johnson encountered another inmate in a similar situation and promptly removed the sheet from around his neck. Both inmates were taken for evaluation and are alive today. The jail provides mental health staff 24/7, and deputies have access to peer support systems for their own well-being. Sheriff Craig Owens emphasized the importance of mental health support for both inmates and deputies, acknowledging the stress of their roles. Chaplains are available to provide spiritual guidance and counseling sessions for inmates experiencing depression. The Cobb Veterans Memorial Fund is hosting a military ball and gala next month to raise funds for the Cobb Veterans Memorial. With $3 million already raised, they aim to collect an additional $300,000 for the project's first phase. Retired General Jack Keane will be the keynote speaker. The memorial will feature a 120-foot star-shaped sculpture, service walls with branch histories and flags, and photo walls for community contributions. It'll also serve as a venue for patriotic events and parades. The event is scheduled for April 20th at the Atlanta Marriott Northwest at Galleria, and tickets are available for purchase. We have opportunities for sponsors to get great engagement on these shows. Call 770-799-6810 for more info. We'll be right back.
Hey there, Cobb County. This is Glenn Drake, your trusted real estate expert for over 30 years. At Drake Realty, we've been helping families find their dream homes and investors make savvy choices since 1990. With a team of over 700 dedicated agents, we've got your back every step of the way. Whether you're buying, selling, or investing in the Atlanta market, we've got the experience and local knowledge you need. Our commitment to you goes beyond the deal. We're here to build lasting relationships and ensure your real estate journey is smooth and successful. So when you're ready to make your next move, choose Drake Realty. Call us at 770-565-2044 or visit our website at drakerealty.com. Let's make your real estate dreams a reality.
Are you ready to serve and protect? Looking to fulfill a career in law enforcement? Then it's time to join the Henry County Sheriff's Office. We're hiring detention officers and deputies. No experience? No problem. We provide training for all new recruits, and all you need is a high school diploma, a clean record, and a determination to serve and protect. Enjoy incredible benefits such as the possibility of receiving a commuter vehicle if your residence is outside of Henry County. Some restrictions may apply. Call us today or visit henrycountysheriffga.gov to learn more. Henry County Sheriff's Office. Unlock your potential and join our team today.
The Cobb Library Foundation's Booked for the Evening Gala, held at the Atlanta Country Club, drew hundreds in support of the Cobb Public Library System. Funds raised benefit programs like the Summer Reading Initiative. Children's author Carmen Agraditi shared her journey to becoming a writer, highlighting the significance of literacy instilled by her father. Former Governor Nathan Deal also spoke, fulfilling a promise to his late wife Sandra Deal to publish a book. Attendees were deeply moved by the speakers, with Williams noting the emotional impact of their stories on the audience. Sprayberry High School students experienced a driverless shuttle ride over the bridge between the Cobb Galleria and the Battery Atlanta. The Cumberland Hopper pilot program, in place since July, might extend due to its success, having attracted 4,400 riders. Cumberland Community Improvement District aims to expand autonomous mobility with plans for an $8 million route connecting Acres Mill Road to I-285. The initiative seeks to connect the community to job centers and provide alternative transportation options. Students found the experience positive, highlighting the potential of autonomous vehicles for future transportation. We'll be back in a moment.
This is Leah McGrath, your Ingalls dietitian. What sort of food items do you keep in your pantry so you can make quick meals? I always have pasta and pasta sauce, canned tuna, canned beans, and canned tomatoes and rice. These can become the key ingredients to make many meals just by adding some additional fresh or frozen vegetables, ground beef or turkey, or meat alternatives like tofu or texturized soy protein crumbles. So make sure you plan ahead and keep your pantry stocked.
In the heart of our Atlanta community, a healthier future is beating strong. The American College of Cardiology, in collaboration with the Morehouse School of Medicine and Johnson & Johnson, invites your family to the Atlanta Heart Health Fair. Come visit us on April 2nd from noon to 7 p.m. at the Denard Conference Center, Atlanta Technical College. Your steps towards heart health are a step towards a lifetime of memories. The Atlanta Heart Health Fair, empowering heart health for all. Register now at acc.org/ATL Health Fair.
The Smyrna Library hosted a lecture as part of Women's History Month, focusing on prominent Smyrna women like Dorothy Bacon, Julia Roberts, and Sarah Sentell Scott. Bacon, the city's first lady, served as an army nurse during World War II. Roberts, a Smyrna native, found fame as an actress, and Scott, diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa, founded Cobb Services for the Blind and Low Vision. Max Bacon, former Smyrna mayor, recalled his mother's strength. Linda Keeney shared humorous encounters her daughter had with Roberts, and Scott's daughter, Elaine Davis, expressed pride in her mother's legacy of helping others with vision impairment. The lecture celebrated the contributions of these remarkable women to Smyrna's history. Political activist Mindy Seeger successfully challenged Republican candidate Alicia Adams' candidacy for the Cobb Board of Commissioners District 2 seat due to her residence outside the district, according to the Home Rule Map. Adams' disqualification was upheld by the Cobb Board of Elections with the exception of one vote. The Home Rule Map, created by the Democratic majority, is currently in use pending a Supreme Court decision on its constitutionality. Chuck Boring, Adams' attorney, questioned the legality of the Home Rule Map. Seeger's challenge aimed to ensure accountability in the elections process amid ongoing confusion over the maps. Boring plans to appeal the decision to Cobb Superior Court.
Ted's Montana Grill is one of Cobb's best burgers. But in addition to burgers, they also have some great salads, steaks, chili, and a full bar selection. For your chance to win a $20 gift card to Ted's Montana Grill at the Avenue in West Cobb, email tedscontest@gmail.com today. That's tedscontest@gmail.com for your chance to win a $20 gift card from Ted's Montana Grill at the Avenue at West Cobb.
Thanks again for hanging out with us on today's Marietta Daily Journal podcast. If you enjoy these shows, we encourage you to check out our other offerings like the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast, the Gwinnett Daily Post, or the community podcast for Rockdale, Newton, and Morgan counties. Read more about all of our stories and get other great content at mdjonline.com. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Giving you important news about our community and telling great stories are what we do. Make sure you join us for our next episode and be sure to share this podcast on social media with your friends and family. You can add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of the BG Ad Group, all rights reserved.